The index finger is one of the first ways a child will communicate, by pointing. Emerging research indicates that using it to trace over information can prove a highly effective strategy for children to learn, retain, and apply foreign information. First observed by Maria Montessori in the early 1900s, evidence today proves that just an extra step after simply tracing can prove hugely beneficial. Mark DiPoli asked Paul Jins, Associate Professor in Educational Psychology at the University of Sydney, to explain what the extra step will provide.
It was this additional step of tracing first with the eyes open and then tracing with the eyes closed, which really grabbed me. My PhD research over 20 years ago was on what's called the imagination effect, where we learned that when people have learned the beginnings of solving particular problems, if they've constructed an initial understanding, then asking them to imagine that the steps in solving a problem, for example, a maths problem, leads to better learning than just simply continuing to study, to read over and understand. And so I saw a parallel between that research 20 years back and what Montessori was suggesting over 100 years ago. For initial tracing, learning a basic idea is going to be best followed up by a somewhat more challenging way of learning. So closing your eyes, really forcing yourself to actually try and remember the steps in a particular problem or stimulus in the case of sandpaper letters or numbers.
Can you explain what the findings have been from this emerging research?
We compared three different groups of students. So students were randomly assigned to one of three conditions. The first is just studying a series of mathematics work examples. So kind of study that everyone's going to be familiar with, reading through what's written on paper. The second condition involved using the index finger, the person's index finger, to trace out specified steps in the worked example. In the first experiment, that involved mathematics worked examples from high school geometry. And in the second experiment, it involved learning a mental mathematics problem-solving method. So how to multiply in your head two two-digit numbers like 23 times 57. In the third group, we did something a little bit different following Montessori's idea. We got the students to first trace out the first two worked examples with their eyes open, so same as that second group that I just described. But then in the latter two worked examples, we got them to close their eyes while they were using their index finger to trace out parts of the element. So obviously they could have a quick look at the worked examples to get a general sense of it, but then we asked them to close their eyes and try and understand and remember and imagine and visualise the steps in those worked examples. So what we found across those two rather different topics with different age groups was essentially the same set of results. We found that students tended to be more motivated. They tended to, so that is, they enjoyed the lesson more. They found it more interesting. Students tended to be to report lower levels of cognitive load. And perhaps most importantly, we found that people learned more effectively. But what we found was that the tracing imagine group did even better on tests of transfer. It's great if we're able to apply what we've learned from a lesson to similar questions, but a more rigorous test is when we can transfer that understanding to different kinds of questions.
Do you think these practices should be recommended to the education sector?
Look, I believe that these ideas, these practices have a great deal of potential for the education sector. Our results were generated with different age groups, with different topics. They join a larger body of research on the tracing effect, where we've found results across science topics, across paper-based materials versus computer-based materials. So I'm confident that these materials, these methods can actually be applied in a broad range of different areas in education.
Paul Jins, Associate Professor in Educational Psychology at the University of Sydney, speaking there with Mark DiPoli.